16 in a row. We'll see if she can get that done. And she takes on Marshall from Kent. What's up, Marshall?
How's it going?
How'd you spend your Sweet 16, Marshall?
Probably with some friends. I don't remember.
Oh, wow. See, kids, just as memorable as you always hoped it would be.
Yeah, probably drinking behind a 7-Eleven. Can't remember.
Possibly.
It's very possible.
All right, Marshall.
We're going to send Brooke out of the room. And while we do that, you know how the game is played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass. And you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready? All right, your time starts now. Today is National Crayon Day. What is America's favorite color of crayon?
Red.
Seattle is in King County. Tacoma is in Pierce, but what county is Everett in?
Snohomish.
What famous story's first chapter is titled The Mowgli Brothers?
Bass.
Name the infamous serial killer who struck London in the 1800s.
Pass.
What substance do bees collect to use as a source for food in their hive?
Nectar.
The average person uses how many rolls of toilet paper each year? 50, 100, or 200?
100.
All right. Went a little bit long with that last question after the buzzer, but I'm giving it to you there.
Yeah.
Feeling very generous during this time of crisis. Speaking of, it says here that you work installing blinds, Marshall. How's the outbreak affecting your business?
It's slowed down a lot. But there's still some new construction around that I'm able to go in and work by myself and not see anybody.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So you're doing it mostly at companies. People aren't asking you to come into their homes and install blinds.
Yeah, I told them I'm not going. And yeah, I think they expect the same.
Yeah, I like that, Marshall. Yeah. Smart man. Mm-hmm. Blinds can wait till after pandemics, people.
Great.
In this economy, though, I don't think you should be turning down any business, if you ask
well,
me.
On.
But, all right, well, so Brooke's back in the room. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, Brooke, your time starts now. Today is National Crayon Day. What is America's favorite color of crayon?
Blue.
Seattle's in King County. Tacoma's in Pierce. But what county is Everett in?
Snohomish.
What famous story's first chapter is titled The Mowgli Brothers?
Jungle Book.
Name the infamous serial killer who struck London in the 1800s.
Oh, pass.
What substance do bees collect to use as a source for food in their hive?
Pollen.
The average person uses how many rolls of toilet paper each year? Is it 50, 100, or 200?
100. It's all nectar. Right. Dang it.
We got those in. Let's go to the scoreboard.
Dang it.
Look, I'm trying to get to the scoreboard over here. Let's figure out how you did with Jose.
Well, that was a massive waste of time.
Bolaños.
Marshall, you got two correct today, my man.
Yeah, maybe it's a tie.
Oh, he's predicting
okay,
a tie.
Okay, Brooke, let's see, Marshall.
She did get the same amount of questions in. And Brooke, five correct.
Oh, dang. Wow.
Dang, Brooke.
Oh, no. Marshall, I'm sorry.
Not a tie.
No.
But you know what? You're really good at math, Marshall.
That's also correct.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Well, let's go over the answers for you here. Today's National Crayon Day. America's favorite color of crayon is blue. Everett is in Snohomish County. The famous story with the first chapter titled The Mowgli Brothers is The Jungle Book. The infamous serial killer that struck London in the 1800s, Jack the Ripper. Brooke, you were there. How could you forget?
Shut up.
The substance that bees collect as a source for food in their hive is pollen.
Oh,
and
it is.
The average person uses 100 rolls of toilet paper each year.
Or each time I sit down.
Okay, let's cut it back.
So, Marshall, I'm sorry, no cash today, but just for playing, you won a $20 gift card to Domino's. You can go to Domino's.com to see all their takeout and delivery specials.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Stay safe out there, man.
Of course.
Remember, if you do go to Domino's and you get the Pizza Lover special, don't take it literally like Jose does and actually become intimate with your pizza.
Wait, no, you can. You just can't do it in the store.
Oh, okay.
I made that mistake. Yeah.
I would also wait till it cools down, but that's just... my own tip.
Jose is dating a slice of pepperoni currently. They're getting pretty serious, I hear.
I mean,
so.
I know what it does to the roof of my mouth, so.
I don't know if you're single or not, Marshall, but.
We don't go to the same Domino's.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Okay, well, we'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.